All right, next patient is going to be a fellow by the name of George Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N, Jr. He was born 12/28/56. Mr. Richardson is a 67-year-old thin black gentleman who suffers hypertension, congestive heart failure, COPD, hyperlipidemia, and volume overload. Period. In the paragraph, he's originally from Houston. He used to work in the water and sewage department for some time. He's been widowed since 2022. He has no children. Period. In the paragraph, George has a tendency to smoke too much and drink one or two beers at night, he tells me. Period. Surgery, he's had cardiac stent placed and eye surgery, no history of cancer. Family history, mom died of diabetes, dad died of cancer. COVID immunization, none. Patient is alert, awake, he's able to give me a good history. Allergy, none. Medications includes Clonidine 0.1 BID, Metoprolol 25 BID, tartrate, Lipitor 40 mg once a day, Aldactone 25 mg a day, Berlenta 90 mg a day, Lasix 40 mg a day. Surgery, cardiac stent placement, and eye surgery. I said that, didn't I? Review of system, shortness of breath, decreased appetite, decreased weight. He lives by himself. He does not have a provider services. His family lives close by. Extensive history of smoking, weakness, leg swelling related to corpulmonal, and symptoms of neuropathy, period. On exam, his O2 sat's 88%, pulse is 110, blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse is 88. Respiration is 18. Heart positive, small positive is 2 with RALs, ronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, raw mucosa with antigen, lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. On exam, we have a very weak 67-year-old gentleman with history of COPD. He has a history of coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, which appears to be compensated, period. In the paragraph, he has corpulmonary or right-sided heart failure related to his end-stage COPD, period. He has tachycardia because of his end-stage COPD and hypoxemia, period. Patient would benefit from chronic O2 treatment with 2 liters at this time with nebulizer treatment with albuterol. At least 4 times a day, period. The paragraph patient was told never to stop his clonidine and or Berlenta because they both can cause either recurrent blood clots in case of Berlenta and or rebound hypertension, period. He seems to understand that, period. In the paragraph, he was also given instruction regarding quit smoking, but he tells me that he has no desire to quit smoking at this time. Period. Patient also could benefit from provider services. His appetite has been down and requires help with ADL at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Richardson. Thank you.